Commissioner Haven Shoemaker of Carroll County. And Mr. Shoemaker, the county is budgeting or funding about $20 million over the next few years for stormwater projects. How much of that do you envision going into this new watershed protection fund?
Well, I mean, I believe it breaks down to about, $3.5 to $4 million a year.
And I guess the question is that enough? Might be the question. Is that enough to satisfy the state in terms of bay cleanup?
Well, I mean, given the projects that we're undertaking with that money, our land use planning staff is of the firm belief that it is more than adequate to for purposes of appeasing the state, I guess. The fact of the matter is that we've been funding stormwater remediation for years out of our general revenues.
It could be argued, though, that in some level you may be cutting bay cleanup short because you aren't adding to the fund. You're basically moving money from other projects into the fund, correct?
Yeah, but when you look at the projects that we've been funded and are continuing to fund, it's been deemed by everybody, I think even including the Maryland Department of the Environment, as being adequate for the purposes of Carroll County. So, I mean, we're not going to be undercutting bay cleanup or stormwater remediation in the least. We're just dedicating that source of revenue for that purpose. We continue to plan to spend millions of dollars. So why assess folks with a tax that isn't necessary, that we're already doing out of our general revenues? And that's the thinking behind the proposal that we adopted yesterday, which we believe puts us in compliance with the rain tax, which I characterize as silly and stupid because, we don't need it.
Is there any chance that you could envision at all that this could be overturned or challenged by the state in the way that you did it?
Well, I mean, I guess it's conceivable that we could be challenged, but to what end? When we're already funding out of our budget that which the rain tax seeks to accomplish, then why would the state challenge us? I mean, I guess that's the question. But as a practical matter, I mean, could they say we aren't in compliance? I guess they could make that contention, but I don't see how.